So medical trauma is a more broad term for things that happen that might damage our beliefs about ourselves or other people or the world. Medical PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder that arises from medical events, and there are specific diagnostic criteria to meet if we're thinking about that as a diagnosis. And so in the DSM-5, which is our current version of how we diagnose people, and these things change, which is important to just remember and recognize. But currently, in order to meet criteria for medical PTSD, a medical event has to be sudden and catastrophic. And then after this sudden catastrophic event, we see people have symptoms like re-experiencing the trauma through dreams or nightmares or intrusive thoughts. We see people use avoidance coping strategies like not going to the doctor because it's a trigger. And then we also have hypervigilance or hyperarousal kind of symptoms. And what that means is that people might get really, really anxious when thinking about or talking about medical events and what happened around them, or they'll get really vigilant, often around the body. So they'll start really tracking symptoms closely, or any new physical symptom can become really anxiety provoking for folks. Like they'll really hyper attend to it.
So like if their heart skips a beat, they'll be like, "Oh my goodness, what is that?" And then they'll get a heart rate monitor and be constantly checking and scanning and hypervigilant in that way. But it looks like maybe it might someone might be like, "Oh, you're a hypochondriac, right? You have health anxiety," when it might be more closely related to medical trauma or medical PTSD.
Yes.